Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis protects women in sports. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. This is a great victory, Holly, in Florida, and Florida now becomes one of the several states that are drawing a red line in the sand against what's coming out of Washington, D.C.
Governor DeSantis strikes again.
He does. I mean, and he has been such an incredible leader during COVID, bringing freedom to the state of Florida, the Sunshine State.
Helping businesses thrive in Florida when other governors have been shutting them down.
It's been amazing. And so many great pieces of legislation have come out of the Florida legislature this year. I think in large part that's due to Governor Ron DeSantis's leadership. But what this is now is he signed into law the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which bans males from competing in women's sports at the high school and college levels. The legislation passed earlier this year in the House, 79-37, and in the Senate, 23-16. The measure now goes into effect on July 1.
And you know, Matt, this is just common sense. I mean, just a common sense bill. And he sees that students' athletes' eligibility for the sports team would be based on their, wait for it, biological sex as stated on their original birth certificates. I mean, common sense?
It makes common sense. I mean, it's just
crazy
that we're
this.
Even talking about something like this.
Yeah, we have to fight for this.
But Florida drew a line in the sand and said, you know, we're going to protect women. And what we've seen is women over the many years have fought for these opportunities. And now if you have laws or, you know, the threat of the Equality Act that's sitting in the United States Senate that they're wanting to pass in the month of June because it's so-called Pride Month, that particular bill would literally undermine all the gains of women in sports, but across the board. Because if a man, and we've seen this happen, for example, in Connecticut, cannot compete or a boy cannot compete to the highest levels in their sport, what we see happening is they flip over to the women's sports, and then what you see is they're winning. Mm-hmm. And they're then knocking out these women who have spent their lives preparing for their particular sport, some of whom are competing at the high school level for college athletics, some of those who are competing at the college level for even professional opportunities.
You know, it's heartbreaking. I've heard testimonies of some of these young women. They start as young girls and they give up a lot of other activities, a lot of things to be able to practice for their beloved sport. And then they get to a certain level and then you're saying, what? Men can compete against me and totally knock out everything they've worked for.
There's been some situations in Connecticut, for example, where you have very high level women athletes in their sports, and then they come to their second to last year in high school or college, and this would be where they would be at the pinnacle of their high school or college career, and now some guy switches over and says, I want to identify as a woman, and then beats this woman in the second to the last year or the last year from these national and regional competitions that they otherwise would be winning.
And, you know, there's safety issues here. I mean, you see these men come in and say, you know, physical sports like boxing or something like that. These women get hurt for the rest of their life because some man comes in and hits them. And there's also safety issues and privacy issues because these men are going to have access to the locker rooms and dressing rooms.
Oh, that's another whole story.
Another,
I mean,
beeswax.
There's an absurd picture and a story about a man who was in his 50s, I believe, and he was like 6'6", 6'8", 260 to 270 pounds.
He's like Goliath.
And he's playing on the college women's basketball team, and they look like little ants compared to this guy, because when he holds the ball up, they can't even jump that high to get it. It's just crazy. And so when that person plows into someone, it's like hitting a semi. It's just wrong. Florida, I applaud the legislature and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for stepping up to the plate. And all of this is because what's happening in Congress, because you have the U.S. House of Representatives this year, they passed the so-called Equality Act. It's anything but equality. It's H.R. 5.
And anything except common sense.
Yes. And now is residing in the Senate. There's 49 Democratic co-sponsors to this bill. Liberty Council Action, we have been messaging against this bill. We have an office in Washington, D.C. We're educating legislators regarding this so-called Equality Act. And what does it do? It has two primary components. One, LGBTQ, which includes the whole panoply of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transvestite, transgender, and Q, which includes every sexual paraphilia. There's about 549 of those, including pedophilia, giving preferred protected status to that in every area of our lives. It doesn't just apply to the baker, the candlestick maker. It applies to everybody. Anything that you do online, your emails, your website, your social media, to churches, to colleges, universities, everything. And in fact, it revokes religious freedom. But in addition to that, it also is an abortion bill and would impose as a federal right abortion from fertilization through birth outside of the womb all over the country. And so under the so-called Equality Act, women would have anything but equality. Unborn children would have anything but equality. People of faith would have anything but equality. But what would happen is you would have in churches, for example, let's just take the context of churches, because the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is revoked under this bill if it passes. You would say when a man comes into the church's lobby and wants to use the restroom, and if somebody told the man that this is the woman's restroom, the men's is over there, that would be discrimination. If you took your children, your young youth, overnight for camping, and you're sleeping in the woods outside in tents. You have the boys in tents over here and the girls in tents at the other place. But you have a boy that says, I want to sleep in the girl's tent because I'm not a boy. I identify as a girl. If you said no, then you're going to be sued. You'll be violating the Equality Act.
You know, Matt, it's so important to look at the euphemisms, the messaging they use for these to make them look like they're attractive. Equality Act. We can think, oh, that must be a good thing. But it's totally a euphemism, throwing common sense and reality of genders, male and female, out the window to try to push through this radical agenda.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about going into their privacy and putting these women at risk, not only with the physical brute force that they might bring in a contact sport, but also in these shower rooms, locker rooms, bunking overnight when they're traveling and they have to sleep in hotels.
Sexual assaults will increase.
Sexual assaults. You have this guy out in Evergreen State in Washington State at that college who says that he does not identify as a male or a female. He's neither. Sometimes he's both. And so he now goes into the girls' sauna room and the swim team. I think their swim team is for ages roughly 6 or 8 up through the teens years. So the girls finish their practice. They come into the sauna at the end of the practice. And what do they find? In the sauna room for the girls' sauna is this guy completely nude with his legs splayed open. Not a thing on him, not a towel, nothing. The girl goes in there, sees it, is frightened, runs out, tells people there's a man in the sauna.
The parents are outraged, and then the young girls had to end up getting kicked out of their own dressing room.
Yeah, and then the coach takes the side of the girls to say, hey, what are you doing here? And complains to the school. And the school says, well, he has the right to be able to do that. That's how he identifies. That's absurd. And that's the kind of nonsense that the Equality Act would not only allow, but mandate across the country. That's why these states have said, look, we are drawing a red line in the sand against the Equality Act. Now, here's the thing. If the Equality Act passes, that becomes a federal law. And even what these states are doing to protect women or other kinds of situations is overridden. That's why we must stop the Equality Act. Joe Biden has indicated, and others have indicated, that they want to get this passed in June. Why June? Because June is the so-called LGBTQ, now they add plus to that as well, Pride Month. And they want to get this passed in June. We've been able to hold them at bay since January, and we need to continue until this Equality Act, H.R. 5, is dead forever. So go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org, or lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.